Good morning, and thank you for giving me this privilege to join you this morning.
大家早安，谢谢你让我有这个机会，今天早上与大家一起来崇拜。
I've been having a great time spending lots of time with your kids.
我在你们儿女的身上花了很多很美好的时间。
And if I haven't told you enough, they are really a wonderful blessing.
如果我说的还不够的话，实在你们的儿女是我们大家的很好的一个祝福。
Most of the time.
大多数的时候是这样子的。
It is especially appreciated when you train them so well at home.
特别是当你在家里头把他们训练得这么好，让我们能够看得很清楚。
To read their own Bibles.
让他们读他们自己的圣经。
To respect their teachers.
让他们尊重他们的老师。
To be kind to others.
让他们对其他的人能够温柔，能够很礼貌。
And to also respect the property of the church.
也让他们能够尊重教会的这些设施器具。
I want to wish all of you a happy Thanksgiving.
我愿意祝福大家每一位都有很好的感恩节。
And I've been looking forward to bring you God's word today, so shall we pray?
我也期盼把神的话语带到大家的中间，我们一起来祷告。
Lord, it's unfathomable to comprehend the magnitude of your love and care upon us.
主啊，是那样子难以思想，你对我们的爱，也对我们这样子的眷顾。
We are immensely thankful that you are embracing and upholding our church community and our families.
每一次当你拥抱我们，来支持我们教会整个的团契，整个的社区，我们心中都无比的一种感激。
Through all the good times and also the hard times.
带领我们经过比较困难的时间，比较好的时间。
Father, we pray that we would be a generation who would seek after you.
主，我们祷告祈求，我们的下一代是真正寻求你的一代。
A people who would run after you.
是一群愿意追随你的一群人。
Lord, open the eyes of our hearts to worship you and adore you.
主啊，打开我们的心。和眼，让我们来敬拜你，来爱你。
More today than yesterday, more tomorrow than today.
让我们今天比昨天更爱你，让我们明天比今天更爱你。
We pray in the precious name of Jesus.
我们靠主耶稣基督美好的名，这样子的祷告。
Amen.
阿门。
Psalm 24 is a beautiful psalm of David.
诗篇第二十四篇是大卫王一篇非常美的诗篇。
It is composed of three distinct parts, but when they are put together, all three speak about celebrating the Lord who reigns.
这篇诗篇包括三个部分，当我们把这三个部分放在一起来看，我们看到一个中心的主题，就是来庆贺主，他那个掌权的那位主。
As we walk through these 10 verses, we're going to keep three questions in mind.
当我们读这十节诗篇的十节经文的时候，我们心中要有三个问题。
First, how should we read this psalm?
第一是我们要怎么样子的来读这一篇诗篇。
Secondly, what does it say to us?
第二，这一篇诗篇对我们说什么样的话？
And then third, how then shall we worship differently?
第三，我们要怎么样子用不同的心态来敬拜？
First, how should we read this psalm?
首先，我们应当怎么样子来读这一篇诗篇
？Well, we may picture David and the worshippers marching forward in a worship processional.
我们可以想象中大卫和这些敬拜的人，他们在一个敬拜的行列当中
，going up onto Mount Zion，
向着这个锡安山上去
，to enter a holy place，
进入那一个圣洁之地。
You see, they would not casually enter the temple like we would casually enter church.
他们不像我们草率地进入教会，他们不轻易地草率地进入神的那个殿。
For they fear God's presence.
因为他们敬畏神在那里的一个地方。
Habakkuk 2:20, the Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth be silent before him.
哈巴谷书第二章。唯独耶和华在他的圣殿中，全地的人都当在他面前肃静寂寞。
They knew that God is holy and they are not. They would purify themselves and repent before they even dare to enter. They would lose their life if they did not. And they confidently sang praises and worshiped the Lord along the way. And as they sang, their confidence and their exuberance just increased.
当他们在唱诗的时候，他们那个信心和那个欣慰的那个心情就更加的增加。
The setting of a psalm like this most likely is like the event in 2 Samuel 6.
那么这一首诗篇的那个背景很可能是像撒母耳记下第六章的那个情况。
When David and the Israelites were taking the ark and celebrating.
大卫王和以色列人他们带着神的那个约柜 向耶路撒冷走的时候，他们那个庆贺的一个光景。
We see from that chapter, starting verse 5, David and the whole house of Israel were celebrating with all their might before the Lord, with songs and with harps, lyres, tambourines, sistrums, and cymbals.
我们看到这一篇经文写到大卫和以色列的全家，他们在耶和华面前，他们用琴瑟、鼓、拔、锣。 作乐跳舞来敬拜神。
Verse 14 and 15, David, wearing a linen ephod, danced before the Lord with all his might, while he and the entire house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouts and sounds of trumpets.
撒母耳下第六章14节，大卫穿着细麻布的以弗德，在耶和华面前极力跳舞。
Wow, this is an amazing scene.
那么的确是一个很了不得的一个情况。
That must have been really loud and really noisy.
一定是一个锣鼓喧天、非常吵闹的一个场合。
And it kind of reminds me of the teens.
让我想到我们的青少年。
Does this kind of celebration sound a bit excessive to you?
那么这样子的一个庆贺的场面，对我们来讲是不是有点过度？
A little undignified?
是不是有点不敬虔？
They sang boisterously.
那么他们是这样一个喧闹的场合里头这样子唱诗。
They use a lot of loud instruments.
他们用很多很响亮的一些乐器。
And then best yet, David danced with all his might.
更有趣的，大卫王他自己极力的跳舞。
You see, it wasn't a little waltz.
你知道这里不是跳那个三拍的waltz。
He danced with all his might. Can you just imagine?
我们可以想象他那极力跳舞的那个光景。Now
this was even before they reached the tent with to rest the ark.
这是他们在达到那个帐篷之前，要把那个约柜放下来之前，他们所做的事情。And
they worshipped God all along that way.
他们在那个行程里头的那个过程一路敬拜神。Can
you imagine if next week those of you who worship at CBCGB did the same thing?
我们是不是能够想象得到下一个礼拜天，我们所有敬拜的人也会有这么一个经历？
Before we reach the church entrance doors, people singing praises and playing tambourines and cymbals in the parking lot.
在我们进到那个大门之前，大家就已经开始唱诗敬拜神。
Parades of dancers and trumpeters coming from Stride Ride parking lot.
从 Stride Ride 那个停车场下来，大家一面跳舞一面吹喇叭。That
would be really something, and maybe it would be newsworthy enough for the Boston Globe.
也许是一个很大的新闻，连波士顿邮报都会来把这放在新闻上。And
I'm sure that at that time, some people concluded that David was doing the wrong worship style.
我相信在那样的情况之下，有人会批评哦，大卫王他所做的不对。
And he was criticized for it.
他可能会被人评论。
In fact, as it turned out, his toughest critic was his wife when he returned home.
实际上，大卫他最大的一个批评是来自他自己的妻子。
Well, she really laid it into him.
他的妻子的确用很重的话来批评他。
How could you King of Israel, embarrass yourself like this and do such a vulgar thing?
你是大卫的王, 你怎么能够做这么粗鲁的事情?
And David said, it was before the Lord who chose me. I will celebrate before the Lord. I will even become undignified than this, and I will be humiliated in my own eyes.
那么大卫就说, 这是在耶和华的面前, 因为耶和华已经拣选了我, 那么我是愿意在, 人的面前这样子的来庆贺, 来庆祝, 我甚至会做更大的一个庆祝。
From the context of this event, it appears that the Lord was pleased at David.
那么从这样子的一个事情里头, 我们看到, 似乎, 神他是在, 在大卫的面前对他有这么一个祝福。
You see, we all have different worship styles and volumes of music that has appealed to us as adults.
我们做成年人的, 我们对一个敬拜的一个方式有着不同的看法。
When the young people sing worship songs, they tap their feet.
当年轻人在敬拜的时候, 他们顿他们的脚,
they clap their hands.
他们拍手,
they shed tears.
他们流泪,
they move their bodies.
他们摇动他们的身体,
they lift their hands.
他们举起他们的手,
they jump for joy.
他们带着喜悦,
they pour out their hearts.
他们把他们的心整个的倾倒出来,
and they also fall on their knees.
他们也跪在地上。
You see, I personally prefer to sing classical hymns like Isaac Watts, Charles Wesley.
那么个人来讲, 我比较喜欢这些比较传统的一些诗歌。
But as a pastor to your children, I would worship in the youth culture.
但是作为一个青少年的牧师, 我愿意在他们中间用他们那种方式来敬拜。
In their language.
用他们的那种语言。
With their choice of music and instruments.
用他们所喜悦的那种音乐。
And I must share with you that the most powerful worships I've ever experienced were with young people.
我必须要跟大家分享我所经历过最强烈的、最好的一个敬拜的经历是跟这些青少年在一起的一个敬拜。
There's something in their worship that we adults tend to miss out.
因为在他们的敬拜中，有一些我们做大人的可能会疏忽了一些事情。
You see, they are not inhibited at all to express what is deeply in their heart.
因为他们可以毫无保留地把他们心里的一切向神表达出来。
They are broken and hungry.
他们是破碎的，他们是饥渴的。
They come and repent of their sins openly.
他们来到大家中间，公开的来认罪。
And they come to celebrate.
他们来这里庆贺。
Also in this psalm, we are introduced to a peculiar term. up significantly.
在整个新英格兰州，晚上星期天晚上敬拜的人数减少了很多。
And it led the faithful few in church to wonder if they were left behind.
让许多在教会敬拜的人会觉得，他们失去了一个机会。
In the final moment of that memorable game, the Patriots played masterful football.
我们知道那一场足球赛最后在 Patriots 实在是打了一场非常好的一个球赛。
With a winning field goal in the final seconds.
在最后几秒钟的时间，能够踢一个自由球，能够得分得胜。
And from that stadium in New Orleans to our family rooms at our homes in New England, the fans cheered wildly.
从纽奥联的那个足球的地方到我们的家庭，所有的这些球迷都又叫又跳，在那里庆贺。
No one said, "Oh, that was a good game."
没有人会说，这个足球赛是一个还不错的一个足球赛。It
was more like, "What an unbelievable game!"
大家会讲，实在是难得，实在是不得了的一场足球赛。
That was absolutely the best.
实在是最好最好的一场足球赛。And
you can hear all the people in your neighborhood shouting at the same time.
你可以听到你的左右的邻舍都在那里又叫又跳。Grown
men jumping on each other, grunting and shouting, "Patriots rule!"
这些都是成年人在那里又叫又跳，说 Patriots 不得了，是最好的一个球队。
That was a celebration.
那是我们所谓的庆贺或者庆祝。I
cannot imagine that David wrote verse 1 to be read, "The earth is the Lord's and everything in it."
我很难想象大卫在写这首诗的时候会用一个好像没什么劲、没什么气色的一个口气讲，这个地是神所立的。Rather,
I think David was proclaiming the earth is the Lord's and everything in it.
而大卫实际上是用他全身的力量讲，这全地、大地都是神所造的。The
world is the Lord's and everyone in it.
那么这整个的世界都是神的，这个世界里头的每一件事情都是神所造的。There
was no question. It was a simple fact to David.
是毫无疑问，对神、对大卫来讲的话，这是一个事实。The
Lord has sweeping possession of everything.
那么神在这个世界上拥有所有的事情。The
Lord has dominion.
那么神在这世界上拥有一切。The
Lord owns the world because He created it and He sustains it.
因为神他创造了这个世界，他使这个世界能够存留。The
Patriots don't rule, God rules.
Patriot 足球队不能够掌管这个世界，是神来掌管这个世界。Think
the thoughts of David. I am David, mighty king of Israel.
我们可以想象，在大卫的心里头，也许说，我是以色列人的一个王。Us
earthly kings and rulers, how petty our borders are.
我们在地上做王的人，实在是很可怜。 为了那么一个边界那样子的尽力的去挣扎。How
minor are our temporary possessions?
我们在世上所有的一切实在是何等短暂的。One
day it's ours, the next day it's not.
今天是我们的，明天就不是我们的。This
planet Earth is the Lord's.
那么这个地球实在是神的一个世界。The
air we breathe is the Lord's.
我们所呼吸的空气是神赐给我们的。The
creatures in the deepest seas are the Lord's.
在海底下深处的那些生物都是神所造的。The
top of the highest mountains are the Lord's.
最高的那些山峰是神所造的。The
nations and the peoples of this world are the Lord's.
在这世界上的万国万民都是属神的。The
children around the world are the Lord's.
世界上所有的儿童都是神的。Our
children are the Lord's.
我们的子女也是神的。Our
homes are the Lord's.
我们的家是神的。
Our cars, our treasures, our portfolios are the Lord's.
我们的汽车，我们的财宝都是神的。And
beyond us and this planet Earth,
除了我们之外，这整个的地球,
all the rest, the universe and the stars and the galaxies are the Lord's.
整个的宇宙、星象、这些银河全部都是神的。
The Lord has dominion over all.
神拥有这一切。
And still yet he cares to have a personal relationship with insignificant you and me.
神然而却非常的注重和我们这些不很重要的这些人能够有一个很好的关系。
We should celebrate.
我们应该来庆祝。
The focus is not so much on the Lord's possession of all things, but rather on the Lord himself.
这个中心思想不在乎神所拥有这一切，而是在乎神他自己。
The Israelites knew their God by name intimately, Yahweh.
以色列人对耶和华的那个名非常的熟悉，他们叫他亚伟。
It was mentioned 6 times here in Psalm 24.
诗篇二十四篇里头提到六次亚伟这个名字。
In Chinese and in other languages, Yahweh is translated as Jehovah.
在中文和其他语言的一些圣经里头，亚伟被翻译成耶和华。
In the English text, usually Yahweh is translated as L O R D, all capitals.
英文圣经里头，整个大写的 L O R D 主这个字都是翻译成为耶和华。
In Exodus 3, God told Moses his name, I am who I am.
出埃及记的第三章，神告诉摩西说他的名字是自有拥有的。
I will be who I will be.
他是那位自有拥有的。
He wasn't designed by human intellect.
他不是靠着人的智慧来造出来的。
God was not dreamed up by weak emotional people.
神不是感情软弱的人所梦想出来的。
He was never created, never defeated, never destroyed.
他不是人所创造的，他从来没有失败，从来没有被毁坏。
He just was, is, and always will be.
他是那位永世，永世也、那位神。
He is the eternal I am.
他是那位永恒的那位。
He is the Alpha and Omega.
他是那个起初的，也是那个末后的那位神。
He is my God and my Creator.
他是我的神，也是我的创造者。
He is my Redeemer, my friend.
他是我的救赎者，他也是我的朋友。
He is my Deliverer and my Refuge.
他是我的拯救者，他也是我的救赎之地。
He is my Savior and my Shepherd.
他是我的救主，他也是我的牧者。
He is my light and my hope.
他是我的光，他也是我的期望。
He is my judge, my righteousness.
他是我的法官，他也是我的正直。
He is the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
他是我的父，他也是那位子，也是那位圣灵。
He is Yahweh.
他是耶和华。
And Moses dared to ask, "What is your name?" I am.
摩西居然去问神说你的名字叫什么。
Who are you? I am.
他说你是谁，也是神说我是那一位自由拥有的。
You are who? I am who I am.
你是谁，我是那一位自由拥有的。
Then who am I? You are not I am.
那么我是谁呢，我不是那一位自由拥有的。
I am not I am. That's right. You are not I am.
我不是那一位自由拥有的。
I am I am, but you are not.
神可以说他是那一位自由拥有的，我们却不能。
Oh, I got it.
我明白了。
You are I am, and I am not.
你是那一位自由拥有的，而我是一无所有的。
I am not God.
我不是神。
I am nothing.
我是一无所有的。
We spend so much time trying to be somebody.
我们花了很多的功夫，让我们能够在人面前像一个很了不得的人。
Grooming ourselves to impress others.
让我们在人的面前能够取悦许多的人。
Entertaining our own interests.
我们在生活里头常常去做一些很享受的事情。
Introducing ourselves as somebody.
把我们介绍给别人，好像一个很了不得的人。
I am so sorry to disappoint you all.
但是我很抱歉，我要让大家失望。
You are not.
你不是那么了不得的人。
I am not.
我也不是那么了不起的人。
I am not your savior. I am not your strength. I am not your wise counselor. I am just not.
我不是你的救主, 我也不是那一位很坚强的人, 我也不是你的, 辅导, 我不是, 我是一无所有的。
I am not your confident leader. I am not your Bible expert.
我不是那一位有信心的领导者, 我也不是那一位对圣经非常内涵的一个人。
I am not your miracle pastor.
我不是那个行神迹的牧师。
I am just not.
我是一无所有的。
I am not your gourmet chef. I am not your chauffeur. I am not your super wife.
I am just not. 我不是你那一位超级的一个厨子。 我也不是你那一位开车的司机。 我也不是你一个了不得的一个太太。
I am not.
我是一无所有，一无所事的。
But he is, I am.
但是神却是那一位拥有自由拥有的。
And I am not, I am.
我不是那一位骑士今世勇士的那一位。
Moses understood this clearly.
摩西对这件事非常了解得非常清楚。
And David understood this clearly.
大卫对这个了解非常清楚。
When we go into worship, when we approach a holy Lord, we enter into his presence knowing I am and I am not.
我们进入这一个敬拜的场合里头, 我们去接近那个圣洁的神, 我们来到他的面前, 我们要知道 他是那一位骑士今世勇士的神, 我们却不是。
The one who is holy is being worshipped by one who is not.
他是那一位值得我们敬拜的, 我们却是不配来到他面前的。
The one who is worthy is being worshipped by one who is not.
他是那一位圣洁, 值得大家来敬拜的, 但我却不是。
A youth worker from Georgia, Lou Giglio, recently reminded me that I am not.
Georgia 有这么一位青少年工作的一位弟兄, Louis Giglio.
He said, I am not, but I know I am.
他说, 我不是那么了不起的一个人, 但是我知道。
And because I know I am, I find his peace.
因为我知道我是什么样的一个人, 我的心中就有平安。
I find his strength.
我就会有那个力量。
I find his hand upon me.
我会知道神的手在我的身上。
And because I know the Lord I am,
我知道这一位, 自由拥有的神,
I will worship him and him alone.
我单单地来敬拜他。
Don't ever try to worship someone who is just not.
不要去敬拜那个一无所有的。
Worship the Lord Almighty.
我们尽心尽意地来敬拜我们的神。
All of creation is the Lord's.
所有这些创造出来的都是神的。
By virtue of intentionally declaring that the Lord has dominion over the world and all therein, this declaration denied any human ruler's claim to sovereignty.
当我们这样子的宣告神在这所有的事上都有他的那个掌管的权利, 我们就 把我们自己人的那个掌管事情的能力，那个能量就把它, 否定了。
By professing the Lord as creator, this denies any godless scientific explanation of the world's origins.
当我们承认神是那位创造者，我们就会否定那些不属神的一些科学的一些解释。
They did not know back then any theories that we know of today, but they knew I am.
那个时候他们所知道的跟我们今天的不相比较，但是他们那个时候知道神是那位骑士今世勇士的神。
Who can worship?
谁能够来到神的面前敬拜他呢?
Now in verse 3, two questions are posed there. Who may ascend the hill of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place?
那么第三节, 这个经文里头提到两个问题, 谁能够登耶和华的山呢? 谁能够站在他的圣处呢?
The hill of the Lord refers to Mount Zion, Jerusalem, the city of David, where the temple of the Lord had stood at various points of history.
我们听到神的圣山, 常常提到这个锡安山，提到大卫城，耶路撒冷，也提到神的殿。那么在历史上头，这是神所居住的一些地方。
To ascend or go up onto a holy hill is to enter into the place of worship.
当我们登上那个神的圣山的时候，也就是我们进入那个敬拜的场所。
What Psalm 15:1 calls his sanctuary, what Psalm 65:4 calls his temple.
那么在诗篇15篇里的时候提到他的帐幕，那么65篇里头提到他的圣殿。
Essentially, the Bible describes at least two types of situations where people would stand before the Lord.
那么在圣经里头至少提到两种情况，我们要站在他的圣所。
The first is when they are in ministry or service before the Lord, like the Levites.
第一个就是当我们在侍奉神的时候，好像利未人在站在神的圣所前。
And the second is when they are in judgment.
第二个情况是他们在面对神的审判的时候。
Who can come before the Lord? Who can worship?
谁能够来到神的面前？谁能够来敬拜神呢？
Psalm 15 provides us with additional criteria to this question, but here in verse 4 it is written.
那么诗篇十五篇提到一些附带的一些条件能够来到神的面前，然而这里第二十四篇第四节有他的说法。
He who has clean hands, a pure heart,Who does not lift up his soul to an idol or swear by what is false?
二十四篇第四节就是守节心清，不向虚妄起誓，不怀诡诈的人。
The first criteria involves the hands.
第一个条件是有关我们的手。
These are the same hands that are lifted up in prayer and praise, so often become the instruments of sin.
这个手常常在祷告在敬拜当中举起来的这个手也往往变成一个犯罪的一个手
Hands that strike out and hurt others
这个手伸出去伤到别的人
Hands that steal
这个手去偷东西
Hands that plagiarize
这个手出去盗用别人的作品
Hands that enter ungodly internet sites
这个手带我们进到一些不属神的一些电脑网络上的地方。
Hands that lust.
这个手引导我们去做行淫作乱的地方。
Hands that steers a road rage vehicle.
这个手是让我们在路上开车的时候让我们发怒的那个手。
Hands that shed innocent blood.
这个手是流那些无辜的人的血的一个手。
Israelites lived understanding holiness as an absolute standard.
以色列人他们知道神的那个圣洁是一个绝对的一个标准。
Here's an example. Uzzah in 2 Samuel 6, also recorded in 1 Chronicles 13.
这里有一个例子在撒母耳记下第六章六节。
An irreverent act brought death upon him.
他说神把他的那个愤怒临到这个乌撒。
Although Uzzah had good intentions.
虽然乌撒他是用心很好。
You see, he was helping to carry the ark up.
他是帮助抬着神的约柜。
And the oxen had stumbled.
那个牛失了蹄，跌了一跤。
And Uzzah tried to prevent the ark from falling.
乌撒他想要抓住这个约柜，不让他跌倒。
But his hands were not clean.
因为他的手不洁净。
And the Lord struck him down.
神让他死在神的约柜旁。
It wasn't his fault.
不是他的错。
But because the ark was holy,
但是那神的约柜是圣洁的
and his hands were not,
他的手不是圣洁的
he died,
他死了
Another example,
第二个例子
in 1 Samuel 6,
撒母耳记上第六节
70 men were killed for looking at the ark.
有七十个人他们单单的看了偷看了这个约柜的内容就被打死。
All they did was look.
他们单单看了一眼。
And they died.
他们为那而死。
The ark was holy.
约柜是圣洁的。
And the 70 were not.
那七十个人是不圣洁的。
Absolute holiness.
绝对的圣洁。
No question.
没有问题。
No excuse.
没有借口。
We live in a time when immorality is accessible.
我们活在一个时候 所有不道德的事情在我们的周遭。
Wickedness is acceptable.
邪恶的事情在我们的周遭。
Godlessness is advocated.
不属神的事情是被提倡的。
We don't have to be looking far for violence and sex.
我们不需要出去找那些暴力和淫乱的事情。
It enters into our computers and our TVs unsolicited and unwelcome.
因为他们自动的会进到我们的电脑，自动的进到我们的电视。
Sin is invading our minds.
罪是侵袭我们的心智。
It's infiltrating our homes.
罪渗入我们的家庭。
And it's inhabiting our private worlds.
罪蔓延到我们私里的那个环境。
In recent research findings, we should be alarmed at the attitudes and behaviors of Christian youth, that they are not that different than non-Christian youth.
最近的一些研究报告，给我们一些警告，告诉我们说。这些基督徒的青少年，他们的心态和行为和那些非基督徒没有太多的差别。
It's a reflection of the same findings that Christian adults are not that different.
这个研究报告也发现，在基督徒的成年人和非基督徒成年人中间也没有太多的差别。
People of God, this is unacceptable to Him.
对神的子民来讲，这是无法接受的事情。
We can glove our dirty hands with each other, but God can see.
我们可以彼此遮盖污秽的事情，但是神可以看穿。
He has X-ray vision that goes through those gloves.
神有那个像 X-ray 一样的眼力，他能够看穿。
He knows the conditions of our hands.
他知道我们这一双手的情况。
If we do not have clean hands, we are disqualified from worshiping.
如果我们没有清洁的手，我们一切的敬拜就要落空了。
In Isaiah 1:15, it says, "When you spread out your hands in prayer, I will hide my eyes from you. Even if you offer many prayers, I will not listen. Your hands are full of blood."
以赛亚书第一章十五节，你们举手祷告，我必遮掩不看；就是你们多多祈祷，我也不听。你们的手都满了杀人的血。
Therefore, confess your sin before God.
所以在神的面前，我们要认罪。
Be innocent of doing wrong on others.
我们要在这些不好的事情上头，无份。
Commit your hands to God and sin no more.
把我们的手交托给神，让我们不再犯罪。
James 4:8 says, "Come near to God, and He will come near to you." Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded.
雅各书第四章第八节，你们亲近神，神就必亲近你们。有罪的人呢，要洁净你们的手；心怀二意的人呢，要清洁你们的心。
The second criteria involves not our hands, but our hearts.
敬拜的第二个条件是关于我们的那个心。
The Bible does not define our hearts as a biological organ in our bodies.
圣经提到这个心智，不是提到我们身体上的一个器官。
It is the complex center of our motives and our passions.
是那个很复杂的，有关我们的动机，有关我们的感情的那个中枢。
It holds the moral integrity of our actions and our thoughts.
它掌管我们在行为和思想上的那个道德是否完备。
We must have a pure heart to worship God.
我们必须要有一个洁净的心来敬拜神。
An impure heart can prevent us from seeing God.
一个不洁净的心甚至阻拦我们来看到神。
In Matthew 5:8, Jesus taught, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God."
马太福音第五章第八节说，清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
Also, an impure heart can prevent us from the indwelling and filling of the Holy Spirit.
另外，如果我们的心不洁净的话，我们会拦阻圣灵来居住在我们中间。
Ezekiel 36:26 says, "I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you a heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh."I will put my spirit in you.
在以西结书第三十六章二十六节，我也要赐给你们一个新心，将心灵放在你们里面，又从你们的肉体中除掉石心，赐给你们肉心，我必将我的灵放在你们中间。
An impure heart can also prevent us from a selfless love.
那么那个洁净的心也会 让我们避免那个自爱，过分自私的那种爱。
In 1 Timothy 1:5 it says, a pure heart and good conscience and sincere faith are some of the ingredients for love.
那么提摩太前书第一章第五节，他就讲到，那么这个最重要的一个成分是从清洁的心、无愧的良心、无伪的信心里头生出来的一个爱。
And now the third criteria involves having a right relationship with God and with others.
第三个敬拜的条件是我们要能够在神面前和与人之间能够有正常的关系。
This next verse sounds a little strange.
那么底下的那一篇经文听起来似乎很奇怪。
A little ambiguous.
似乎有一点不很清楚。
So I will summarize it for you.
所以我做一个总结。
A person who worships God must not worship anything else, must worship God alone.
一个敬拜神的人绝对不能够敬拜其他的事情，我们要单单的来敬拜神。
Must not lift up his soul in vain.
那么必须不要向那些虚妄的事情请到我们的那个心。
The same Hebrew word literally for in vain or to idols is emptiness, similar to the third commandment, like taking the name of the Lord in vain.
那么这个虚妄在希伯来文里头很接近在这个诫命里头所讲到的，就是很虚妄、很落空，那么这样子的一个敬拜的光景。
You must not worship in vain. You must not worship emptiness. You must worship the Lord.
我们来到神的面前敬拜他，我们不能够心中一无所有。
If we worship in emptiness, in vain, our worship is disqualified.
我们来到神的面前，我们没有把我们的心放在这里，我们一切的敬拜都会落空。
And the second part of that verse refers to others.
那么这一节经文的第二部分是有关人际之间的关系。
A worshipper must be honest.
一个敬拜神的人必须非常的诚实。
Must not knowingly and willfully give false testimony.
绝对不能够故意的用心的去做一个假见证。
Must not take an oath deceitfully.
在起誓的时候不能够怀诡诈。
If we deceive others intentionally, our worship is disqualified.
如果我们在起誓的时候去瞒骗其他的人，那么我们在神面前的敬拜也要落空了。
The outward deeds of our hands.
我们手在外头所做的事情。
The inward holiness of our heart.
我们的心在里头的那个圣洁，
our right relationships with God and others.
我们和神和人的那个正常的关系。
These are the people who may worship.
这样子的一个人能够来到神的面前来敬拜神。
These are the people who can stand before God.
这样子的人能够站在神的面前。
May we become a generation of God seekers and soul reachers.
让我们成为一代能够去追求神，能够去让其他的灵魂得救的人。
20 years ago, we would say something similar, to know God and make him known.
20年之前，我们会说去更知道神，让神被人知道。
But it's much more than knowing God in the intellect here.
但是实在我们要超越那个单单在理智里头去认识神。
Or even knowing God with our affection in here.
或者是单单的在心里头对神有那么一份感情。
I like the term God seekers.
我很喜欢用这个去寻求神这么一个字。
Seeking implies a passionate following.
去寻求神，意会的能够用全心全力的去跟随神。
Seeking is demanding.
去寻求神是必须要能够找到神。
It's desiring.
是心中有很强烈的希望
for,
是心中有那样子的一个渴望
It's panting and running after
心中有那样子的一个期盼去追求去寻求神
We seek after him, we find him, we love him
我们去寻求他我们找到了他我们去爱他
Then we are compelled to share the good news
所以我们会迫不及待的去分享那个好消息
No, the great news of Jesus Christ.
那个有关耶稣基督的一个好消息。
It is Yahweh who counts me as righteous.
耶和华他能够赐公义给人。
He vindicates me.
耶和华能够为我们伸冤。
It is Yahweh who justifies me and blesses me.
耶和华来审判我们,
and it's Yahweh who purifies me and makes us holy.
耶和华洁净我们,
In Hebrews 11:6, it says, And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him.
希伯来书11章6节, 人非有信就不能得神的喜悦。 因为到神面前来的人必须信有神且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
Jeremiah 29, If you will seek me and find me, when you seek me with all your heart, I will be found by you, declares the Lord.
耶利米书第29章13节14节, 你们寻求我若专心寻求我就必寻见耶和华说我必被你们寻见。
It is our privilege to enter into worship.
我们能够来到神的面前敬拜是一个很特别的权柄。
Seek the Lord with all your heart.
让我们尽心尽力地来寻求神。
Who is the King of Glory? Yahweh, strong and mighty.
神是那一位万邦的之主那样子的一位神。
Who is the King of Glory? Yahweh, Almighty.
神是那个荣耀国度的那个主宰。
Worship Yahweh, I am.
我们来敬拜耶和华。 敬拜那一位昔世今世永世的神。
We worship the King of Glory.
让我们敬拜这位是一个荣耀的一个君王。
We worship the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
我们来敬拜那个万王之王万君之君。
How then shall we worship differently?
于是我们要怎么样子来用不同的心态来敬拜神呢？
This youth generation is not attracted to God by fancy entertainment and mega programs.
我们这一代的下一代的青少年，他们不会被那些很轻浮、非常虚假的这些，让人能够得到短暂的欢乐的这些节目。
They are not as interested to follow the popular crowd and be pampered.
他们很多不愿意去追求这些世俗上的这些群众，他们所喜欢的一些事情。
They are not influenced by picture-perfect people because, honestly, they already know that we're just as messed up as they are.
他们也不太容易被那些看起来非常完美的人所吸引，因为真正的来讲，他们也知道这些大人跟他们一样在生活上一团糟。
They also believe that adults are better at hiding at it.
他们也知道大人也许更知道怎么样的去遮瞒。
That they adults have become experts in being hypocrites.
大人变成一个遮瞒的、一个造假的、虚假的一个专家。
Youth ministry research is showing that they are most impacted by having significant relationships with significant adults in their lives who would mentor them and love them and encourage them.
研究报告当中也告诉我们说，这些青少年，他们。 最受到最大的影响是来自于那个对他们生命非常接近、非常重要的这些成年人一个最重要的一个关系里头受到那样子的影响。Significant
adults influence them to have a significant relationship with Jesus Christ.
是与他们那个一些重要的成年人的那个重要的关系里头来帮助他们对神有真正的认识。It's
not the games, it's not the preaching, it's not even the music. It's significant relationships with adults.
不是游戏，不是讲道，不是音乐，而是那个重要的与成人的那个关系，来帮助他们认识神。All
of you can make a difference if you care to allow God to use you.
我们所有大家能够关切的这些人，你都能够让神来用你，来这世界上有帮助。We
have so many kids.
我们有太多的青少年。
We don't have enough adults.
我们在成年人中间能够帮助他们的很少。May
I beg?
我在这里祈祷。We
need your help.
我们需要你的帮助。
But I need you to have clean hands.
但是我们必须要知道你有清洁的手。
I need you to have a pure heart.
清洁的心。
I need you to have a right relationship with God and with others.
你和神和其他的人有非常正常的关系，非常的诚实，没有虚伪。
I need you to be honest and real.
希望你能够诚实，没有虚伪。
Fakes need not apply.
虚假不需要来这里申请。
More adults, more impact for Christ.
我们需要更多的成年人为这些青少年带来更大的耶稣的一个影响。
Kids seek to serve and contribute.
青少年他们寻求机会能够来侍奉神，能够贡献给神。
They seek to be honest and real.
他们希望能够寻求到一些真实无伪的事情。
Even if it embarrasses themselves and sometimes their families.
甚至有的时候他们会让他自己或者他们的家人受到羞辱。
They want a faith that is demonstrated through adults so that they know that it works.
他们希望他们那个信心是能够在这些成年人身上能够表达出来的。
They seek to be in a hot church, not a cold or lukewarm place.
他们寻求那个火热的教会，而不是那个冷酷的或者不冷不热的。
And this hot church has to be hot in worship, passionate to worship God, and eager to love others.
这个火热的教会必须要在敬拜神的事情上头和彼此相爱的事情上头充满火热。
Eager to love one another.
能够充满火热的彼此相爱。
We are called to worship.
神呼召我们来敬拜他。
There are over 350,000 churches in America who spent millions and millions of dollars to build worship facilities.
在美国有35万的教会，有上百万的这些基金用在这个敬拜神的事情上。
But do we truly worship?
但是我们是否真正的敬拜神呢？
Christians state that the highest priority of the church and for themselves is to worship God, to bring Him glory. But do we truly worship?
基督徒常常说在教会里头对我们自己来讲是敬拜神是最高的一个前提，最重要的工作。
If we adult Christians ever cease to be hot in worship, the next generation will become hot with ungodly alternatives.
如果我们做成年人的基督徒不能够充满火热的来敬拜神的话，我们的下一代会找到那些不属神的那些邪恶的事情上头心满火热。
If we fail to acknowledge that Yahweh is I am and I am not, they will figure out that that kind of God is powerless and rules nothing.
如果我们不能够宣告耶和华是那位昔是今是永世的，而我是一无所事一无所有的，那么这些青少年就没有办法找到那一位充满能力掌管万物的神。
It's time to wash our hands clean.
这个时间是让我们能够自己来守洁心清。
To ask the Lord to put our heart through a refiner's fire.
让神把我们的心放在炼金人的火里头。
And to get our relationships right with each other and with God.
让我们人际之间的关系和我们对神的关系能够正常化。
It's time to turn up the heat in our worship.
是一个让我们在敬拜的事情上头增加温度，让我们充满火热来敬拜他。
And earnestly seek, run after God.
让我们尽心尽意地去追寻神。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Our Lord and King, we are so glad that you are God and we are not.
我们的主，我们的王，我们非常的高兴，你是我们的神，而我们不是。
When we come before you in worship, teach us how to celebrate.
我们来到你的面前敬拜，求你教导我们如何的来庆贺。
Teach us how to sila.
教导我们如何的静默。
We praise you for the blood of Jesus that has washed and atoned for our sins.
我们赞美你，因为耶稣基督的血已经洗净了我们，为我们的罪成为赎罪祭。
Please continue to sanctify us and let your Spirit freely work in us through and through.
求你继续的圣化洁净我们，让我们的灵，让你的灵能够很自由的在我们中间运行。
Thank you, Lord, for drawing us into your presence.
谢谢你, 耶和华, 让我们能够来到你的, 面前, 来敬拜你。
Lord, we pray that if there are any things that you have brought to mind,
如果你在我们的心中有什么的话,
some issues we need to come before you and deal with, Lord.
有一些没有解决的事情,
we pray for courage.
我们求主给我们勇气,
and we pray, Lord, for conviction.
求主给我们一个悔改的心,
for we are before a holy God.
因为我们是在一位圣洁的神面前。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样子祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.